Higher math anxious people have a lower need for cognition and are less reflective in their thinking. Written by Aaron A. Maloney, University of Ottawa, and Fraulein Retinal, University of Ottawa. Published in Acta Psychologica, Volume 202, in January 2020. Abstract. There exists a large body of literature seeking to understand the relation between math anxiety and success in mathematics. While most of this literature focuses on domain-specific relations, in the current work we examine important relations between math anxiety and domain general factors. Specifically, we test three hypotheses. One, that higher math anxious individuals have a lower need for and enjoyment of exerting cognitive effort. Two, that math anxiety mediates a relation between one's propensity for cognitive effort and their achievement in mathematics. And three, that higher math anxious individuals are less reflective in their thinking, and that this is not limited to questions that are heavily reliant on mathematical reasoning. As predicted, we uncovered relations between math anxiety and the domain general constructs of need for cognition and cognitive reflection. Importantly, these negative relations hold even after controlling for math ability, general anxiety, and gender of the participant. The results are discussed in terms of implications for our understanding of the construct of math anxiety. Proficiency in mathematics is a major advantage in industrialized nations. Unfortunately, many people experience math anxiety, becoming nervous when engaging in math tasks and avoiding math and math-related professions. As a result, those with math anxiety tend to severely limit their future career and earning opportunities. The resulting shortage of adults prepared to work in the sciences, technology, engineering, and mathematics field, STEM, has negative consequences at the national level, particularly as societies become increasingly dependent on technology. Worldwide, increased math anxiety is linked to decreased math achievement, and this is not limited to academic situations. Math-anxious nurses, for example, are more likely than non-math-anxious nurses to make poor drug calculations. Math-anxious women are more likely than their peers to engage in poor financial planning. And math anxiety is negatively linked to the ability to interpret health statistics. Given that math anxiety is related to important and detrimental consequences in people's daily lives, it is vital that we work to understand the behavioral and cognitive differences between those who are high and low in math anxiety. Introduction. The vast majority of the literature on math anxiety has focused on the relation between math anxiety and performance on mathematics-related tasks. This, of course, makes sense, as math anxiety has been argued to be akin to specific phobias, and much research has argued that there is no relation between math anxiety and more general constructs such as intelligence or verbal working memory capacity. Rather, the general consensus in the literature is that when those who are anxious about math encounter a situation involving math, they experience negative thoughts and worries that co-opt the working memory resources that are necessary for optimal performance in math. As such, math anxiety is believed to only be associated with domain-specific impairments in math performance. In the current study, we challenge this belief by exploring a link between math anxiety and differences in cognitive processing in a more domain-general manner. Specifically, we test the hypotheses that 1. Higher math-anxious individuals have a lower need for and enjoyment of exerting cognitive effort. 2. That math anxiety mediates a relation between one's propensity for cognitive effort and their achievement in math. And 3. That higher math anxious individuals are less reflective in their thinking, and that this is not limited to questions that are heavily reliant on math reasoning. 1. Need for cognition. Need for cognition refers to an individual's tendency to engage and enjoy in effortful cognitive processing, and it is believed to reflect a stable individual difference. Individuals with higher need for cognition prefer complex to simple tasks, need strong arguments in order to be persuaded, and are better at remembering complex information compared to their lower need for cognition peers. Importantly, need for cognition is believed to reflect a cognitive motivation rather than an intellectual ability, and thus to be related to but distinguishable from ability indexes. In this sense, need for cognition is analogous to individual differences in people's motivation to engage in effortful physical endeavors, which is related to but not the same as physical ability. While there is no literature of which we are aware that directly examines the possible link between math anxiety and need for cognition, there is no dearth of papers demonstrating just how cognitively demanding math is. Given how cognitively demanding math is, it seems likely that those who are lower in need for cognition will be more likely to both 1. Experience anxiety when confronted with a cognitively demanding task, and 2. Perform worse on said task. Against this background, we test the hypothesis that people who are lower in need for cognition will both be higher in math anxiety and perform lower on the test of math achievement. We further test the hypothesis that math anxiety mediates a relation between need for cognition and math performance. 2. Cognitive reflection. A related but distinct construct from need for cognition is that of cognitive reflection. In an important series of experiments, Morstani, Buzdraghi, and Primi, 2014, examined the link between math anxiety and performance on the cognitive reflections test, the CRT. The CRT is one of the most widely used instruments in research on heuristics and biases. It is designed to measure a person's propensity to override an intuitive but incorrect response with a more analytical, correct response. Morstani et al. Demonstrated that those with math anxiety engaged in significantly less cognitive reflection than their lower math anxious peers, evidenced by lower scores on the CRT. This finding held even after controlling for the effects of general math knowledge and school math achievement. This work was particularly important given the strong link between performance on the CRT and a host of other measures, including Scholastic Assessment Test, SAT, scores, choices consistent with expected value, base rate neglect, under and overconfidence, errors in Bayesian reasoning, framing effects, using and endorsing maximizing strategies in probabilistic prediction tasks, and even with utilitarian moral judgments. Indeed, Morstani et al. 2014 concluded that, given earlier findings that showed a close link between cognitive reflection, unbiased decisions, and rationality, our results suggest that math anxiety might be negatively related to individuals' ability to make advantageous choices and good decisions. While the work by Morstani et al. Represents an interesting and important advancement in our understanding of math anxiety, it is important to note that the measures that they used both rely on numerical and mathematical abilities. As such, one cannot determine whether high math anxious people are less reflective in general or only when math reasoning is required. In fact, Morstani et al. Suggests that math anxiety may cause people to be less reflective in their thinking about math when numerical reasoning is required, and do not suggest that these findings may represent a broader tendency to be less reflective in general. Thus, in the present study, we test the hypothesis that higher math anxious people have an unwillingness to reflect that represents a domain-general predisposition and is not limited to situations involving numerical or math reasoning. We test this hypothesis using a novel version of the CRT, the CRT-2, which was developed to rely less on numerical reasoning than the original CRT. 3. The present study. 3.1. Methods. 250 workers from Canada and the United States were recruited from Amazon's Mechanical Turk, an open online marketplace which allows individuals to conduct research. Participants were paid at a rate of $8 per hour. Only MTurk workers with a history of providing quality responses were invited to participate in the study. Studies employing MTurk workers who meet this criterion have obtained results comparable to those of studies conducted in the laboratory. MTurk workers completed measures of math anxiety, general anxiety, math ability, the need for cognition scale, NFC, the cognitive reflection test, CRT, and the cognitive reflection test 2, CRT2. They also identified their gender. The average completion time was 18 minutes. We removed all participants who failed to pass manipulation checks in the data. This left us with 232 participants, 124 male, 106 female, two other, 18 to 72 years old, mean equals 35.07 years, standard deviation equals 10.5. Note that not all participants completed all measures. Thus, for each analysis, the number of participants is noted. 3.2, math anxiety. Math anxiety was measured using the 9-item abbreviated math anxiety scale, AMAS, a widely used scale measuring math anxiety among adults. Participants were required to rate how anxious they would feel in a variety of situations on a 5-point Likert scale ranging from low anxiety to high anxiety. Good to excellent internal consistency and good test-retest reliability have been reported for this measure. 3.3. General anxiety. General anxiety was assessed using the straight subtest of the State Trait Anxiety Inventory Form Y, or the STAI trait. STAI trait is a 20-item measure that includes items such as I worry too much over something that really doesn't matter, and I am content, I am a steady person. Questions were answered on a 4-point Likert scale ranging from not at all, 1, to very much so, 4. Internal consistency for the STAI has been reported to range from 0.86 to 0.95, and test-retest reliability has ranged from 0.65 to 0.75. 3.4, math ability. Math ability was assessed using the Brief Mathematics Assessment 3. This is a 10-item test that assesses arithmetic and algebra computation procedures. This measure is reliable, and the test correlates highly with the commonly used wide range achievement test 4. 3.5, need for cognition. This 18-item Likert-type scale assesses the motive to engage in effortful cognitive activities. Sample items include the notion of thinking abstractly is appealing to me, and I would prefer a task that is intellectual, difficult, and important to one that is somewhat important but does not require much thought. The measure is reliable, Cronbach's alpha of 0.91, and the test has been reported to have good test-retest reliability, R equals 0.88. 3.6, cognitive reflection test, CRT. The CRT consists of three questions which are designed to measure a person's tendency to override an incorrect intuitive response and engage in further reflection to find the correct answer. The measure has acceptable reliability, Cronbach's alpha of 0.64. 3.7, cognitive reflections test 2, CRT 2. A four-item questionnaire developed to 1. Increase the pool of available questions, as the CRT is a commonly used measure and is often discussed in introductory psychology classes, and 2. To address numeracy confounds that exist within the CRT. Indeed, the CRT-2 correlates significantly with the same cognitive measures of the CRT, but is less strongly related to numeracy than the CRT. 4. Results. 4.1. Descriptives and zero-order correlations. See Table 1 for descriptive information for each variable. See Table 2 for the zero-order correlations between all variables. 4.2. Need for cognition. We first tested the hypothesis that people who are higher in math anxiety are lower in their need for cognition by conducting a linear regression in which the dependent variable was scores on the NFC scale and the predictors were math anxiety, gender, and general anxiety. As expected, as math anxiety increased, participant scores on the NFC scale decreased, even after controlling for gender and general anxiety. A second linear regression in which the dependent variable was scores on the measure of math achievement and the predictors were scores on the NFC scale and gender yielded a significant relation between the need for cognition and math achievement, such that as NFC increased, so did math achievement. Importantly, a mediation analysis controlling for gender and general anxiety using 5,000 bootstrap samples revealed a significant indirect path from need for cognition to math anxiety to math performance, as indicated by the fact that the 95% confidence interval did not cross zero. When accounting for math anxiety, the direct path from need for cognition to math performance is no longer significant. 95% confidence interval equals negative 0.072 to 0.234, as indicated by the fact that the 95% confidence interval did not include zero. 4.3, cognitive reflection test. We next tested the hypothesis that math anxiety would be related to performance on the CRT following the logic that if higher math anxious individuals do not enjoy struggling through complex problems, then they may also be less reflective in their thinking. Indeed, a linear regression in which the dependent variable was performance on the CRT and the predictors were gender and general anxiety yielded a significant relation between math anxiety and performance on the CRT, such that as math anxiety scores increased, performance on the CRT decreased. Critically, this relation held even after adding participant math ability to the model. The fact that the relation between math anxiety and performance on the CRT remains after controlling for math ability is important, as the CRT clearly has a numerical component, and recent research suggests a positive correlation between cognitive reflectiveness and numeracy. Critically, to further explore the possibility that math anxiety is related to lower reflective thinking in general, we next examine the relation between math anxiety and performance on the CRT too. A linear regression in which the dependent variable was performance on the CRT2 and the predictors were math anxiety, gender, and general anxiety illustrated that, as expected, math anxiety was negatively related to performance on the CRT2. Importantly, this relation remained even after math ability was added to the model. Discussion. In this study, we tested three hypotheses. 1, that higher math anxious individuals have a lower need for and enjoyment of exerting cognitive effort. 2, that math anxiety mediates a relation between one's propensity for cognitive effort and their achievement in math. And 3, that higher math anxious individuals are less reflective in their thinking, and that this is not limited to questions that are heavily reliant on math reasoning. With respect to hypothesis 1, math anxiety was negatively related to need for cognition, even after controlling for gender, general anxiety, and math ability. This result is consistent with the hypothesis that people who are anxious about math are also people who, in general, do not enjoy engaging in cognitively demanding tasks. With respect to hypothesis 2, need for cognition was positively related to math performance, and mediation analyses indicated that the relation between need for cognition and math performance is due, at least in part, to math anxiety. These results are consistent with the hypothesis that individuals who are low in need for cognition are more likely than their higher need for cognition peers to be anxious about math. This math-related anxiety in turn causes negative thoughts and ruminations that lead to decreased performance on the math task. It is important here to remind the reader that need for cognition is believed to represent a cognitive motivation rather than an intellectual ability, and thus is distinguishable from ability indexes. As such, we are not suggesting that those who are higher in math anxiety are unable to engage in complex thinking, but rather that they do not enjoy doing so and are less likely than their non-math anxious peers to do so spontaneously. Furthermore, the results from Study 1 indicate that the relation between need for cognition and math achievement is due, at least in part, to math anxiety. Given that these data were all collected at the same time point, we cannot draw any conclusions about causality. We can, however, say that when accounting for math anxiety, the relation between need for cognition and math achievement is no longer significant. With respect to hypothesis 3, we found that higher math anxious individuals are less reflective in their thinking, and that this is not limited to questions that are heavily reliant on math reasoning. The results are consistent with those reported by Morsani et al. 2014, in which they also demonstrated a relation between math anxiety and performance on the CRT. Importantly, in the previous work, only the original CRT was used. As such, one could not determine whether higher math anxious people are less reflective in general, or only when math reasoning is required. In fact, Morsani et al. Suggests that math anxiety may cause people to be less reflective in their thinking about math specifically. Given the Morsani et al. Finding, we opted to replicate their obtained relation between math anxiety and performance on the CRT and extend this finding to a task that is believed to measure cognitive reflection but not be as reliant on math reasoning. We are not confident in asserting that the CRT does not require any math reasoning to complete. However, the fact that higher math anxious individuals scored lower on the CRT as well as the need for cognition scale strongly suggests that higher math anxiety is associated with a predisposition to not think deeply about complex problems and to be less reflective in general. This interpretation represents a departure from the way that math anxiety has been viewed in the literature, away from a domain-specific issue to one that is linked to a more domain-general thinking style. This work provides important insight into the cognitive styles of those who are high in math anxiety by highlighting that math anxiety is related to a lower need for cognition and to a less reflective cognitive style. Unfortunately, this increased math anxiety and decreased math competence limits one's academic, career, and financial prospects. Understanding which domain general characteristics are associated with math anxiety has important implications both for our theoretical understanding of math anxiety as a construct and for suggestions that can be made to educators who are working to help a math anxious student. Given that, from the current data, we cannot know whether math anxiety leads to a lower need for cognition and less reflective thinking, or whether a lower need for cognition and less reflecting thinking style leads to math anxiety, we feel it prudent to recommend both working to reduce math anxiety and increase the depth of thinking and degree of reflection used by higher math anxious individuals. With respect to reducing math anxiety, educators may wish to have students engage in mindfulness-based techniques, such as focused breathing. While it is possible that reducing math anxiety will lead the higher math anxious students to be more willing to engage in thinking deeply about complex issues, educators may also want to work with higher math anxious students to increase their motivation to think more deeply about complex problems. In other words, educators may want to encourage higher math anxious students to embrace the idea that it is not only okay to struggle through complex problems, but that doing so can even be beneficial.